Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And Happy New Year. Hey, here we are on January 2nd, so a brand new year, 2022. I hope everybody had a great time on New Year's and celebrating the new year and all of that kind of good stuff. And, you know, so there's obviously a lot of people in town, celebrating with us and everything, because who wouldn't want to be in Central Florida with all of the great weather and everything that we have going on versus the other parts of the country and all of the great attractions and everything that are out there. But I'm really looking forward to 2022 in real estate being a really great year. And that's for everybody involved, you know, whether you're a buyer, whether you're a seller, an investor, or you're an agent. You know, basically there's a lot of opportunity in real estate in Central Florida. I'm going to talk about some of it today, and just wanted to let everybody know that, hey, we're here to assist you and help you in whatever way that we can. And, you know, we do a lot of stuff that, you know, it's not a problem for you to call and talk to us, and whether you want to use our services or not, that's not a requirement. But I'm always happy to talk to whoever needs, just a listening ear. Sometimes is all you need. Or if you want us to give some advice, you know, in regards to the value of your home or what's going on with the market or anything in your particular situation, we're more than happy to help you out with that. So I have New Year's resolutions that I talked about last time that I think were good ones for everybody to have. And since we're January 2nd, it's not too late to get on the bandwagon and get one of these. And so the New Year's resolutions, I thought for everybody should be buy a house. Obviously, that would be a great New Year's resolution for many of you. For many of you, it's sell a house. And then for many of you, it's buy an investment house. And then for some of you, it's join our team. And so there's, you know, regardless of who you are out there or what you're looking for, we have opportunities for you to work with us, to talk to us, and all of that kind of thing in whatever you want to accomplish. But last week, I didn't get a chance to go over too many of the stats. We went over the stats really for the year, a year-over-year basis. But now we've got just what happened in the last week. So when you're looking at the last week, this does include Christmas. So it's December 19th to the 25th. And there were 548 homes that did sell last week, even with the holidays, and 179 condos. So they're down a little bit. Usually it's about 100 more, but really a really good number for what was going on. So under 250 in the housing range, there were 78 homes that sold under 250. So there are properties out there that do sell under 250. They might not be a four-bedroom house that you're looking for, but it might be a three-bedroom. Maybe it's a three-bedroom and a den. So it's got that extra space and that kind of thing, if that's what you're looking for. So there were 78 houses. The average sale price on them were $184,000, and they went for $6,582 under asking price. So that's basically, you know, almost 3% under asking is what's happened there. In the condos, you know, they were really kind of close in regards to the price. There were 80 of them that went for under $250,000. And but they were only $2,400 under the asking price. So they were closer to 1%, maybe 1.5% away from the asking price. So then between 250 and 300, there were 63 homes that sold in that price point, and they were basically within $1,000 of what the asking price was, a little over, but really that $1,000. And the same in the houses between 300 and 400. Actually, 777 was what the average over asking went in that 250 to 300, and 300 to 400, it was 891. So both cases less than 1,000, but there were 63 houses that sold under between 250 and 300, and 178 between 300 and 400. So obviously that's really, you know, a sweet spot in this market when it comes to houses. Then just heading on with houses, I'll just finish those up. Basically between 400 and 500, there were 97 homes that sold there, and they went under asking, but only 1473. So probably about a third of a percent, you know, is all it was that went under asking. And then between 500 and a million, there were 121 that sold in that price point. And they went for about 1%, maybe 1.5% under asking with an $8,000 discount off of the 634 average that it is out there. So basically, you know, we're still all the way up to a million, like I've been saying for weeks, we're still pretty close to what the asking price is. You can, if you're on the fringes, a little bit on the low side or the high side, then you can be, you know, maybe 1% to 3% off. But outside of that, that's kind of what the scoop is. But then when you go over a million, there were 11 homes that sold over a million, and there were, and they, the difference between the asking and the sale price was 84,000 under asking. So when you get over a million, you've got a lot more negotiating power, as always. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, when you're looking at single family homes, then the median price of a single family home is $368,500, which, like I said, between 300 and 400, there were 178 houses that sold. So that's not a big surprise. And the inventory decreased by 212 units. So it's at 2,039. So again, way less than a month's supply. So probably about 0.8 is where we're looking at now, and maybe even 0.75 or 0.7. So there really is not a lot of inventory when it comes to homes. When it comes to condos, we're not really looking at an any better situation. Like I said, there were 179 that sold, and they kind of break down between under 250, there were 80. Between 250 and 300, there were 35. Between 3 and 400, there were 36. Between 4 and 500, there were 22. And over a million, there were 6. Or 500 to a million, there were 6. And in all of those cases, between 250 and 500,000, the most that a house was, you know, under asking that it went was 1%. They all went under asking, but one was $2,400, and that's under the 250. But then between 250 and 300, it was only $591. 3 and 4, it was $1,871. Between 4 and 5, it was $2,699. So again, you know, that's less than a half a percent on the high one with $2,699. So there's no room really to negotiate unless you're going between 500 and a million, that there were only 6 of them that sold, and that had an average of $43,150 off of the asking price. So basically, when you're looking at the median price of the condos, townhouses, and villas, that's $265 versus $368. So a little over $100,000 less than a single family home. And the inventory is only at 724 for condos. So remember, there were 179 that sold on an off week last week. So basically, no inventory to speak of. And then when you came to single family homes, there were 548 that sold last week and 2,039. So crazy, isn't it? I mean, there is just no inventory. But it is January 2nd, and amazingly, at the beginning of the year, that there are a lot of houses that come on the market, and so that can actually be a good thing for buyers and sellers, because there's a lot of buyers out there. Some people put their sale on hold. I mean, they're not their sale, but their search on hold, basically during the holidays, and so now they'll start, you know, getting back in. I mean, the kids aren't back in school yet. I think a lot of them are going on the 4th. They get maybe Monday off, but then they're heading back on the 4th. Some of them are on the 3rd. So it's just right around the corner where people are starting to get back into normal and saying, hey, I think it's time for me to purchase a home. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA Orlando, and you can reach us at 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, there was a survey that they took of sellers that were waiting out the pandemic and to see when they were ready to list. And they're saying that now is the time that they're thinking about listing. They postponed selling during the pandemic, waiting for a sign that prices increases were slowing. And now they're appearing that they're ready to list their home within the next 6 months. And many, I find this interesting, however, plan to overprice it, and they expect bidding wars to push the final price even higher. So homeowners have had all the usual reasons to sell over the past 2 years, marriages, deaths, children, etc., but they hunkered down during the pandemic, and some feared the housing market because selling might be easy, but finding a new home, not so much, which we just got done talking about the inventory numbers, and you know that's true. So this is based on a survey conducted by Harris X for Realtor.com. And they thought that in 2022, 65% of the people that they talked to are planning to do so in the winter and spring. And they talked to 2,583 people, and it was an online thing in September and October. So sellers, however, want to set an asking price higher than they think their home is worth, and they expect buyer bidding wars. And they're not necessarily wrong. We have seen that time and time again where we're like, well, I think this is a little high, but let's give it a whirl. And sure enough, you know, the offers come in over asking and everything. And so you're making things happen. So then the next thing is, you know, people are looking to move to the next stage of life, and there's no exception in regards to what they want to do. So buyers should be ready for high asking prices and offer deadlines, as seller expectations of the upcoming market are greater than in the spring of last year. But an increase in new sellers could mean some relief from the inventory crunch. Now, this will be very interesting to see. So next week when I talk to you guys, I'm going to let you know what happened with the inventory, because basically the bottom line at this point, we're like low, 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 and they're expecting, and I know I'm talking to a few people that are putting their house on the market, you know, this week and that kind of thing. So they'll be contributing to possibly increasing the inventory a little bit, but is it really, you know, not, is it really increasing it enough that it's really going to make a difference? I mean, that's what we're going to find out. But the top reason for selling is more time at home during COVID. So basically what happened is that when people were doing it, 33% want different home features in the home that they want to purchase than the home that they have right now. So that's the scoop in regards to that. And 37% of the sellers say that their home no longer meets their family needs. And 32% want to move closer to friends and family. So obviously the pandemic had, you know, implications and that kind of stuff on all of these people. And that's what they're looking to do. And then another key factor is the rise in remote work, that 23% of sellers want a home office and 19% don't have to live near where they work. And I was talking to my nephew last week over Christmas, and he's works for an accounting firm, just graduated recently, and he has not been in the office yet. They have no plans of him going into the office. And he said that his team is now, that would normally be in Minneapolis, which is where he's located, they're all over the country, and there's no expectations that they have to go anywhere other than where they want to go. So it's a beautiful thing that if you can do that and you have that luxury, but more and more people are having that opportunity. And so they're not necessarily needing to live as close to work as at one point they particularly did. So one of the things is that I found this fascinating is it said 77% of the prospective sellers said they would be willing to accept a lower offer to close quickly. And so basically that comes out to cash is king. And basically it always has been, probably always will be. So that's something that you need to, you know, keep in mind. But basically, you know, as we talked about last week, we do have plans, and you know, it does cost money, but it could cost 1%, which isn't a big deal, for people to actually be able to put in a cash offer. So that's a big thing, that if that is something that you are a buyer and you want to not be in the bidding war, this could be a really good thing for you. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio, with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, again, 77% of prospective sellers would be willing to accept a lower offer to close quickly. And some sellers plan to take alternative routes to moving out. 19% are willing to go live with family initially so they can get their house sold and then go find something else. But 29% are renting their home back from the buyer. And I was talking to one of our buyers, and, you know, their contract does have that the seller is going to be able to stay there an additional 30 days. And, you know, it was kind of a foreign concept to them because they didn't know about this previously. But as I explained to them, that it isn't that foreign in our marketplace today. And here it is right here that it's saying that 29% of the sellers do want to stay in the house that they're in right now for an extra month or whatever, so that they can definitely get into their new home without having any hassle or anything like that, and know that they don't have to be packed up. You know, I was talking to one of the title company people last week, and one of the things that they were talking about is, we were talking about things that, you know, closings on a Friday, which are, if you can avoid them, that's a big tip. Don't close on a Friday, because if something happens that it doesn't officially close on that Friday, you have to wait until Monday till it can actually close. And you might have a moving truck in the parking lot, and you can't take that moving truck and do anything with it and the new house until Monday. So it can be really a big problem. But there's a lot of people that schedule the closings for, you know, Friday at 4 o'clock, and chances are at Friday at 4 o'clock that it's not going to fund and be ready to be completed until that particular Monday. But a lot of people do it. But anyway, she was telling me about how, you know, that with a previous company that she had worked for and everything, that there was, we were talking about the domino effect. If one person doesn't close and then the next person can't close, and that's maybe three or four down the road, they can't close, all because of one person not closing. So it's really can be important. Well, she was telling me that, you know, the saddest one was, is that, you know, everybody was in the room and they were trying to make everything work, and they were just waiting for the lender to get back there with the final number. And they came back and they wanted some paper signed, and then the other people who were going to approve it went home. So it wasn't going to happen. But the buyer was sitting there with their kids and everybody in the truck ready to move wherever they could. And it did not end up being, you know, a pretty picture, which it doesn't always happen the way that, you know, we'd like it to. And that's where it is so critical that you do use good professionals in order to make these things happen. Because if you don't, then you could end up with that situation where you're sitting in the parking lot with your moving truck, with your kids or whatever, going, what are we going to do for the next 3 days, you know, waiting to be able to move into our home. And we don't want to have the extra fees of having the stuff on the truck. We want to get settled. You know, we took this time off so that we could do it. And, you know, it doesn't always work out. So you want to make sure that you do everything that you can to make sure that it absolutely does. And that starts with using the right professionals. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, we were talking about how sellers are out there now and they're thinking that they want to list their home for more than they know that it's worth and everything like that. And because they want to get the bidding wars and they want to get things going. And the way that it has been in Central Florida is that that is not a bad strategy from the standpoint of there are so many buyers out there and such a shortage that you can get those bidding wars going and on more than what, you know, you think the house is worth, you know, necessarily at this point in time. And sometimes, you know, what you want to get for it, you know, you're going to get that and more. So, you know, basically you just have to the market's going to tell you one way or another. And there was a house recently that we listed that I thought, oh, this is a little bit on the high side, but you know, we'll see what happens. And sure enough, you know, we did get two offers on it, and one was, it was listed at $399, and one of them was at $415, and the other one was at $399. So, you know, basically the bottom line is that, you know, they were able to get more than what they had thought and everything, and that it was kind of a stretch at the first place, you know, in getting that amount to begin with. So it's very interesting to me, you know, what's going on and what you can do and everything like that. So now this article that I ran into, I thought that this was just interesting, but interesting from the standpoint of not anything that we don't know, but interesting from the standpoint of looking at it. And what it's talking about, baby boomers and millennials are competing for homes. So who'd have thunk it, right? So basically what it comes down to that, you know, the same homes that the baby boomers and the millennials are looking at are the same, because the millennials are looking for a first-time home and the baby boomers are looking probably for a home that they can downsize or a second home or something like that. So it's really a lot of the same homes that they're looking for. So who's winning the bids? It is the baby boomers. And there is a huge millennial demand, and they make up, the baby boomers are a smaller share of the market, but they are getting more deals than the millennials. And it totally comes down to that they are the ones with the cash. Remember last segment I talked about that cash is king? Well, here we are again, that it's proving once more that cash is king. So longtime homeowners who can tap equity gains have an advantage over younger buyers who are often bidding for their first home and usually aren't able to include as much cash into their offers. And so, you know, the baby boomers are able to offer above appraised amount and something that they'll contribute if that happens and those kinds of things. So basically, you know, when you're looking at it and you're going, okay, how do I compete? And so I'm glad that you asked. And we talked about last week, I think, that basically there is a program out there for anybody that can do cash. If you're getting a loan, or if you're, you know, if you're doing cash, then you're doing cash and you don't need this program. But if you are getting a loan, there is a company out there that will allow you to write a cash offer, and they can use their cash as what's going to actually be paying for the house. And so there is no loan contingency on it. Basically what happens is that if you can close it with your lender, then you're just going to pay them 1% for them willing to back you up. And if your loan is not done on time, then they're going to come in and they're going to buy the house on your behalf. They're going to buy it for cash, and then they're going to sell it to you anytime in the next 6 months when your loan is ready. So how great is that? Now, they do charge 2.75% for that, but the point is that you got the house. And we have somebody that's going through this program right now, and the house was listed, I believe, at right around 400. I'm not sure exactly, you know, how much. It was one of my agents that's working with them, one of the members on my team. And basically the house is listed right around 400 or so. And with this cash offer that these people came in at like 415, I think it was, or 420, somewhere in that range. And the agent said that they actually had financing offers up to 440 or 445. But they took this guy's offer because it had that cash backed and it was a cash offer. So basically they weren't going to have to worry about changing the closing date. Everything was solid. Everything was going ahead the way that that they wanted them to. And so basically now the buyer, he's like going, well, I really don't need these people because, you know, I don't need to, you know, I don't need them. I'm going to be able to have my loan closed and everything's fine. But he wouldn't have gotten the house had he not used that company. And so it's costing him 1% more, which on a $400,000 house, that's $4,000. And you got to remember that the people were willing to pay $35,000 or $40,000 more than what he's paying, or at least $25,000 or $30,000 more than what he's paying in financing, and they didn't get the deal. The problem is that they needed to get the deal. So when it comes down to it and you find that dream house, do you want to get the deal and pay 1% and be able to insure it, or be willing to pay maybe even 30, 40, 50,000 more, but you're not going to get it because they don't want to do the financing. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, that's what's going on, is that the baby boomers are beating the millennials because of cash. And so, like I said, if you're a millennial, we have the option and the programs that can actually, you can put in a cash offer and everything as well. And so that's basically a huge win for anybody that's out there, that you're in those bidding wars and you're tired of the cash people winning. Okay, well, just be a cash buyer, and it doesn't cost you that much to do it. And so it's a win-win situation in any way that you look at it, in my opinion. And I've had sellers that have taken the cash offer that's less than the financing by, it was the last one I did that was that way, was a $300,000 house. It was listed at 300. The cash was 315. There was a financing at 335. And they said, no, we're going with the 315 cash because we know that we're going to get it. It's going to close on time. We're not going to have to worry with any hassles, and which is exactly what happened. And even though somebody was willing to pay $20,000 more, it wasn't worth the risk of it not closing on time. So you have to understand that, you know, everybody out there is kind of a lot of times in that same boat, is that if they're looking at a sure thing, or they're looking at maybe that's what they're going to do, is they're going to go with the sure thing. And if you remember, and maybe you weren't here with us at the earlier segment, I was talking about it, that they did a survey and they found, let me see this figure, that that people were willing to do, that 77% of prospective sellers would be willing to accept a lower offer to close quickly. So if, since it's cash, they would be willing to get something, take less money for it to be able to have that happen. And that's two examples that I know of that are just in process and just closed, that exact situation happened. So it is happening, you know, day in and day out there. And so if you had the opportunity to actually, you know, pay cash or have cash back you up, then why not? And with this company too, they do have appraisal contingency things. So they've already looked at the house and they know what it's going to appraise for, or have a pretty good idea. And what they do is they actually are willing to throw some of their money out there, that if it doesn't appraise, that they'll give you an appraisal gap. So how great is that? So there's a lot of opportunities out there. So in order to get in touch with us, you can just call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we've been talking about lots of great stuff out there, but I think that the main thing is that sellers are putting their houses on the market from all indications of everything that should be happening right now and that they expect to happen. And then the number two thing is that cash is king. But any buyer that's out there can be a cash buyer. So if you're having trouble, you know, just give us a call and we'll definitely, you know, help you with that and work through that. And there's more than one company that we have that can do that. One of the companies actually, they're the lender. And so they'll allow you to do it even if they're not done getting done with the loan. They'll actually buy the house on cash for you. And they'll actually buy the house, they'll buy the new house for you, let you move in, fix up your old house and give you some cash to do that and everything and not have two mortgage payments. I mean, it's kind of a beautiful thing and you're like going, oh, this is too good to be true. And it kind of sounds like it, but when you actually look at it, it's not. And they actually, if you're getting the loan from them and you're a new buyer, you don't have a house to sell, then you can do that as well. With them, that you can buy the house through them. And then the other one is, you know, just that you can use whatever lender that you want. And then they charge you 1% if you're just using the cash backing, 2.75 if they actually have to, you know, close on it and everything. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. But I want to get to our free report that we have today. And it's how to avoid 6 costly errors when moving to a larger home and save thousands. So this report has just been released, which identifies the 6 most common and costly mistakes that home buyers make when moving to a larger home. Unlike the experiences of buying a first home when you're looking to move up and already own a home, there are certain factors that can complicate the situation. It's very important for you to understand these issues before you put your home on the market. Not only is there an issue of financing to consider, but you also have to sell your present home at exactly the right time in order to avoid either the financial burden of owning 2 homes or just as bad, the dilemma of having no place to live during the gap between closings. And like I said, there are some companies out there now that we can help you with that, that'll do that. Excuse me. Sneeze in there. But basically, this free report goes through a lot of those things too. So industry insiders have prepared a free special report entitled 6 Mistakes to Avoid When Trading Up to a Larger Home. These strategies will help you to make informed decisions and choices before you put your home on the market in anticipation of moving to a larger or even a smaller home, obviously. To hear a brief recorded message about how to order your free copy of this report, you can call toll-free 1-833-535-8081 and enter extension 1007. Again, that's 833-535-8081 and enter 1007. You can call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave your address or email address and we'll get it right off to you. So that's basically, so get your free report now to find out what you need to know to make your move up to a larger or smaller home worry-free and without complication. So that's basically, you know, like what we're looking at. And basically this house comes from, and one of them is rose-colored glasses that you have to go in with your eyes wide open and everything. And even though sellers, like we've talked about earlier today, want to list their homes for more than they're worth, and sometimes they're getting them and many times they are, you just want to make sure that you know exactly, you know, what the worst case scenario could be as well as the best case scenario. And we're going to always go for the best, and 9 times out of 10 or even more than that, we actually do make that best case scenario work. But just in case, you know, it's like we want to make sure that you've got your eyes wide open in order to make all of that good stuff happen. And sometimes you need to make improvements, and making improvements would be a really big deal. I was talking to one homeowner, and like one of the things that we've been doing lately is we've been looking at it. Okay, if we sell the house just right now to cash to an investor or whatever, this is what we're going to get. Then if we do the improvements and then it's like we don't do the improvements. Number 2 is not doing the improvements, putting it on the market. and getting a lot of investors to, you know, come in and make offers. And then the third thing is that you can do is that you can do the improvements and then come in and see basically what the top dollar is that you can get for that house. And, you know, so looking at those three options, I think are really good for people, because what's going to happen then is that you know that you're making the best decision for you and your family and what it's going to be. You know, I mean, I'll never forget that I met with some people and we met, and it was going to be several months later that they were going to be selling their home. And so we were just talking about the things that they could do. And, you know, lo and behold, several months later, none of the things that they were going to do got done because, you know, life gets in the way. We get busy. We've got a lot of stuff going on. And the last thing that you want to do is declutter your house or, you know, paint an area or do something like that. You know, it's like you've got a lot more things to do. And so it doesn't always happen. So, you know, just figuring out, you know, what it is that is going to make the most sense for you and your family is what we want to do. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So again, what I was talking about is our free report. And if you'd like to get it, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081 and enter 1007. We'll get it right off to you. And you just leave us your email address or address. You won't be talking to anybody, just listen to a recording and then leaving your information. And we'll be happy to get it right off to you. So now we're coming up to the house of the week, and there are a lot of houses that are coming on the market now. As we said, I know that we've got a few of them that are coming on. And so basically, you know, they're all over the map in regards to where you want to go and all of that kind of thing too. I know that I'm working with one particular person who might be listening right now that we're looking for where she kind of lives right now. She wants a little bit bigger house because she wants another bedroom. And what's really important to her is having the inside laundry. But, you know, that area is very specialized in regards to, you know, how many houses and that kind of stuff that there are coming on the market at this point in time, because people are kind of happy where they're at. So we're looking forward to in 2022 that somebody's going to be listing their home that's going to be that perfect house in that perfect area of where she wants to be. And, you know, she doesn't drive much anymore or anything like that. So as a result of that, she wants to have it where she's at, where she's close to the doctors that she currently has and the things that she likes to do, and doesn't have to really struggle too much to get where she wants to go. And so, you know, those kinds of situations are constantly coming on board that we know exactly what you're looking for. And then we're looking on a daily basis for houses on the market and off the market to find those. And so, you know, your house of the week is not necessarily somebody else's house of the week or whatever that they want to get. But it comes down to neighborhoods, and it comes down to specifically, you know, what you're doing and what you need to match and meet your family's needs. And that's what's important. And with all of these programs and everything that are out here now, like I was talking quite a bit about, that, you know, that you can make a cash offer even with a loan today and, you know, have the cash backing. There are so many opportunities and so many things out there that are just so great that I hope that all of you get the opportunity to take advantage of whatever it is that you need to do in order to get the home of your dreams. Because remember, I talked about I started off the show saying it's the new year. So you have your New Year's resolutions. And if you don't have one, I have them for you. Buy a house, sell a house, buy an investment house, or sell an investment house, or, you know, come work on our team, because we're always looking for great people for that too. So I just wanted to wish again everybody a happy new year. It's going to be a great 2022. In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.